Nancy Berry's here from the City of College Station. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Let's talk about a couple of things that happened last week. There was two rezoning questions that came up, one at Graham Road and Longmire Drive and the other one at Fitch Parkway and Victoria Avenue. Council chose not to allow that rezoning. Please give me, as one member of council, your thoughts on that.
We had an incredible number of residents contact us. I probably had 4 or 5 dozen emails. The property next to Castlegate, it's in a PDD, that's a planned development district, and it's already zoned for apartments, business, and commercial. And the request was to eliminate the business, the commercial aspect, and put in more multifamily.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the PDD could stand.
So, in other words, it would increase density if you take out the business element and just leave those in there. Okay.
Right.
How about the other one?
The other one was Longmire and Graham Road. And
right.
I just thought the increase in traffic for multifamily was going to be difficult there, as well as there's some problems with sewer, upsizing the lines.
Now, you know, the first thing I thought of was the people around the Lincoln Center, how they had really risen up and wanting to save what they felt like was neighborhood integrity they were losing to the multi-bedroom, multi-bath structures. Is that to signal that, and then this action from the council here, just in your opinion, is that to signal that this is a council who may not want to increase the population density from what you already have?
I don't think so. I think these were two individual cases. We've got another one coming up at corner of Arrington and Deacon, and probably on the next council, and we'll see how that goes. Both of these developments that we turned down were supposed to be Class A 1 and 2 bedrooms for professional, young professional retirees.
Right.
And had amenities that, you know, would be attracted to them, like garages and carports.
And that's what I heard. I mean, I heard the soundbite that we ran in our news, and it would seem to me that I mean, I understand you want to be able to control the adjacent neighborhood, and you want it to be something other than that. But these aren't 4 and 4s we were talking about. These
Correct.
Were, they were for specifically designed, I think one of the people said, that the bus routes aren't going to come out there.
Correct.
But yet, council takes the action that council thinks it should, which I understand. You had your retreat, mm-hmm. and some pretty interesting things, I think, came out of that. I don't know, the one that jumped up because we had Councilman Nichols' quote on our news had to do with asking staff to look into a texting ban.
Yes.
Your thoughts on that?
Was brought up when I was first on council as mayor, and at that time the state was going to look at it, and we thought, well, rather than have a city ordinance that, you know, was in opposition or different than the state, we'd wait on the state. Well, the state hasn't dealt with it, and texting and driving is a real problem, so we're going to look at it.
Well, the first thing I think, did the police weigh in on this? Because enforcement is part of the problem. I understand safety issues and all that, but enforcement could be difficult.
It can be. I think, you know, just as the police are checking for speeding and they're driving around town, they can see someone that's texting and driving and pull them over.
Sure.
Does that mean that everybody who's texting is driving is going to get pulled over? No.
Yeah.
Just like people who speed don't get caught.
Sure. Well, yeah, and I guess that's probably right. Well, tell me what else kind of stood out in the getaway.
Well, we talked about economic development, and we had talked about a stool with 4 legs. One was jobs, the other was property values, the other was sales tax revenue, and the other was tourism. All of those are needed for a strong and vibrant local economy, and those are all areas that will help relieve tax pressure. Tourism, those people come in and stay in our hotels and hopefully shop in our stores. And, you know, sales tax is 41% of our budget.
Sure.
So that was you know, trying to get the sales tax up.
Well, one of the things that also happened, though, is that you got a presentation from staff saying that maybe College Station needs to not be as active in the RVP and kind of go their own way. Is
not,
that
not really? We talked about local economic development, retail to increase sales tax and jobs. And Brian has done this for years. They have their Economic Development Council. We're trying to model the Brian model. So the RVP is for regional, and when they follow up on leads from the governor's office, and they look at what's best for the region. It could be in Brian, it could be in College Station, it could be in the county. And the RVP has that important role. This is just to say College Station ought to look for things that are unique for College Station, mostly retail, and that's not anything the RVP deals with.
Okay. Anything else that came out of there, the retreat?
We looked at facilities. We talked about the future needs of facilities, the police station being first among them. And then we talked about Fire Station 7 and New City Hall.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Now, one of the other things that, let's stop there for a minute. Let's stop about the City Hall, now that you mentioned that. Because, again, there's some discussion, you know, where your City Hall is now, it's crowded, and we've talked for years about what needs to be done there. That's a very valuable piece of land. And I know there's some discussion that maybe if you sold that, then that would be seed money to do something else. I don't know. What's your thought as one member of council? Rebuild or build more where you are, or go find someplace else?
I think we build a new City Hall, and I'd prefer it to be on the same location. And we could build it on the south side of the property where the old fire station was, and rebuild it, and then just have people move over and then demo the old one.
Multi-story?
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, again, the lot's only of a limited size.
Yeah.
I want to shift gears for a minute. You're on the Blinn board. Now, are you still going to be on the Blinn board? And tell me how that situation is, because I thought they were going to bring on new members, but you have to help educate me there.
I'm on the Blinn board of trustees.
Right.
We had a board meeting last night in Brenham.
Okay.
Ann Horton and I were appointed to the Blinn board by the Commissioner's Court.
Right.
So that left two vacancies on the Blinn Brazos County Advisory Board.
Okay, there's my confusion.
And
okay.
So we voted last night on people to put in the Blinn Advisory Board.
Okay. Tell us what came out of that meeting in Brenham, kind of the highlights.
Well, we did a land lease for some property to put some dorms on. Student housing is really a critical need there.
Well, Bill Oliver had done a story on it earlier this week, and so we were anticipating that was going to be the green light. So tell me what you think that means for that part of the area to be developed, that part of Bryan, to finally know where those dorms are going to be placed.
Oh, no, I'm talking about dorms in
Brenham. My bad. I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah.
So what kind of numbers are we looking at as far as building dorms in Brenham? It's been a while since
about 450 beds.
Okay, and it's been a while since that's happened.
Yes, and this can be a public-private partnership.
What does this signal to you as one member of that Blinn board as to how the direction is changing as they have different people who are now heading up the administration in Blinn?
I think it's going to be more forward-looking. You know, we're excited about the new campus in Brian to house about 2,500 students and ultimately maybe 12,000 or 15,000. There's enough property there to build it out. It's going to start with two buildings, a classroom and a kind of administrative space.
Right. What other high point? Go ahead.
And so that's construction is ongoing as we speak. I mean, they're clearing and
moving dirt around.
Moving dirt.
What else came out of the meeting last night in Brenham that would be of import to you?
I think the land lease
on the dorms
and an update on the Brian campus.
Now, one of the things that's interesting is apparently we're hearing that there'll be a dip in enrollment at the Brian campus for the first time in, what, forever? Been
yeah.
a while.
Yeah, down 1.9% of enrollment for the spring, but up 37% in distance learning. So a lot of people are taking some classes online.
Okay, well, and that's a good thing. That makes sense. Anything else on your radar screen this morning you want to share with us?
Well, we've got the Brazos Valley Senior Games that start tomorrow.
Pickleball.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want everyone in the community to encourage everyone to give a warm Aggieland welcome to the hundreds of athletes and families and their friends. Last check, we're about shy of 450 athletes, and 84% of them are from out of town.
Oh, good. Spend money here.
Yep. And so if you're not competing, it'd be great for you to show up and watch the seniors play.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet.